Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Carl listens back to Ice-T's first album, Rhyme Pays, in our Listener Limerick Challenge.
No.
That's not really a joke. His first album was really called Rhyme Pays. Anyway, if you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, having tackled health care, the U.S. Congress is now focused on other kinds of reform, among them reform in the financial industry, environmental regulations, and this week they held hearings to reform what?
I don't know. I thought they had offshore drilling hearings.
No, they're too busy for that with this. They're actually trying to guarantee equality in something. They want to make sure that both men and women have an equal right to what?
Oh, I can't imagine. Are they secret hearings?
No. These were public. As what they were, the things that they were talking about are public as well. Although,
I know the bathrooms in the Congress. So
exactly,
not it's
a, it was a hearing
rooms.
About restrooms. Exactly,
yeah.
Right. The Restroom Gender Parity in Federal Buildings Act, also known as the Potty Parity Law, will require federal buildings to make sure there are enough facilities for the ladies, avoiding those long lines you see at ladies' rooms and sports stadiums and such.
Yes.
Also, and this is great, federal buildings will start selling beer until the seventh inning. So that's good.
Well, you know what happens to a lot of women is that we then don't drink beverages when we're out and we dehydrate.
Is that true? Is that a problem?
Yes, that's a problem.
You also don't run down on the field naked.
I've been meaning to talk to you, woman, about that. We want more drinking and more running on the field.
When we run down on the field naked, unfortunately, we've nothing to blame but ourselves.
Because you haven't been drinking.
Precisely.
Okay, yeah, well.
I mean, the problem is that this law, I mean, it'll apply to new construction and they'll have to be retrofitted, so it won't come into effect for a while. So it's a stopgap measure.
We can wait. Right.
You've been waiting for so long.
Just cross your legs.
We got the muscles.
How long?
This is true. This is the best exchange of the hearing. And this is quite real. Representative Steve Cohen, he was trying to express sympathy for the ladies. He said, quote, "When you go in and you're a man, you don't have to take off any clothing and it can be done and you're in and you're out and you don't do lipstick." And Daryl Issa, who was a Republican of San Diego, responded, quote, "Well, you're not a Californian."
There are several senators and congressmen at least there's one other one that springs to mind. What was his name?
Which one?
The guy in the Minnesota.
Craig.
What was his name?
Craig. Oh, the.
Oh no, Larry Craig.
Larry Craig.
Larry Craig.
Larry Craig.
Yeah, he didn't. Well, he did. He didn't put on lipstick. He had a wide stance.
But restrooms were a passionate interest of his.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. Yeah. Well, allegedly. Allegedly.
Is he still there in the Congress?
No. He what happened was is he did not run for re-election and has retired to private restrooms.
Something.
Go ahead, Paul.
Because I don't know anything about this. What sport does he play?
Roy, the singing of the call to prayer is a staple of life in the Muslim world, but in Turkey, officials were finally forced to intervene after a problem with these calls to prayer. What was the problem?
I don't want a fatwa on my head, so I'm not going to say.
You're just going to remain silent.
Well, I'll go ahead. What the hell? I don't know.
It's like the name of a country western song.
What the hell? I don't know.
No,
what
I
the
don't
hell?
Want a fatwa on my head.
No, I don't want a fatwa on my head. Lord. I don't want a fatwa on my head.
Yeah. I don't want a fatwa.
By the way, our big old
but
cow
this is going to get you one. So.
Excuse me.
So the question is, if you've ever been in a Middle Eastern country,
they have minarets.
Minarets, and people call them muezzins is their name, and they sing the call to prayer, I think, 5 times a day, if I'm not mistaken. But there's been a growing problem with this in Turkey, and the government finally decided to intervene because people simply couldn't stand it. What was the problem?
The muezzins are all out of key.
Exactly right.
Really?
They can't sing.
They can't sing.
Oh, man, are you going to get a fatwa on
your head? I didn't mean it. I was just saying something that I knew couldn't possibly be true because some of my best friends are muezzins.
Right.
And
It was clear that one of two things was going on in Istanbul recently. Either the morning call to prayer was being led by a stray cat in heat, or the muezzins who sang it were tone deaf. The city's mosques were receiving hundreds of complaints every month. Istanbul's head of religious affairs finally enrolled the worst offenders in singing classes and now can happily report they're just down to dozens of complaints a month. They credit the good result to voice coaches Mullah Simon Cowell, Imam Rendi Al Jackson, and of course, Paula Abdul.